This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Speaking of radio, you shared with us a demo tape. This week.
Yes.
Oh, I did.
Let's get into that.
So Bacon, for those of you just joining us and haven't listened to previous podcasts, shame on you if that's you.
Right. But
Bacon used to do radio and his name was Rad with two D's.
Well, was this,
why is that?
Was this Rad time?
Yeah, it was Rad.
Everything's better with double D's.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
That's
am I right or am I right?
Take us back in time. This was
1989.
And you had just gotten out of what you were doing.
I recorded it whilst I was still on the job with Kane. There was a station in this area that flipped 105.9.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, they called it The Edge, and they flipped it. I'm not sure what they flipped it from, but they flipped it to for weeks, maybe months, it was just playing random music. It was just Alice in Chains. The next thing was America. The next thing was Led Zeppelin. It just was a whole bunch of different rock. I was kind of close enough to be almost in the biz to be around the rumor mill, just because I was there every morning. And so I just heard about it. And I also knew about it too because I listened to it because it was a good station because it was a lot of music and not much talk and not many commercials at the time.
Okay.
So
you recorded it. How long did it take you to put together?
Probably about an hour.
Okay.
Or so. An hour might be too much. I think, but that includes picking the music, picking the sound effects and stuff like that too. So.
And what was your setup?
I had a full radio board set up. I had there was a microphone, the DJ microphone. I had their entire music library, their entire sound effects library for Hot 99.5 at my disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about, remember, this is Clear Channel, so we're talking about Hot 99.5,
98.7 WMZQ.
And there's another station there too. So I had all that, so I could use it to my advantage. And I did. This demo is 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes long.
All right, well, play us your favorite parts.
Just pretend we're all in the car together. And you're listening to the radio.
And pretend Michael doesn't have a beard.
Yeah. And pretend that my voice is maybe a little bit higher.
No,
because
it's fine.
I'm a few decades younger.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right, here it goes.
105.9 The Edge. Classic rock that rocks. AC/DC is coming to town. They'll be here October the 16th at the Verizon Center. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, quit being a slacker and go get them. They've been on sale since July 24th. That's been a lot of time. You better hurry up, man. The 16th is right around the corner. LiveNation.com has your tickets. They're about $92. But if you're interested in getting the tickets for free, stick around with me because I'll be giving them away. 5 o'clock every weekday, AC/DC tickets up until the 16th on The Edge.
Love it.
Kind of hit the post on that one.
Yeah. I actually could have hit it a little bit closer.
A little closer. You had just a second more, maybe. Yeah.
And you did that in one take?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
AC/DC on 105.9 The Edge. If you're looking for somebody to crash your happy hour, make it a little bit more exciting, I will be happy to volunteer. Shoot me an email, rad@theedge1059.com. That's rad with two D's. People ask me all the time why I spell my name with two D's. My answer is simple. There's nothing better than a pair of D's.
More music in 3 minutes on your...
That's awesome.
So my mom's
people
not going to be happy
me
to hear
all
that.
The time when I'm not in the studio, yeah. Especially.
It's Dunkin' Donuts, everybody. Get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, exactly right.
105.9 The Edge, classic rock that rocks. This is Rad. Time now to test your rock and roll trivia. 800-779-1059. If you know the answer to this question, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama was written as an answer to two Neil Young songs. What were they? Give me a call, 800-779-1059, if you know the answer to the question. I'll take caller number five. If you get the answer correct, I'll give you four.
Yeah, it's definitely Southern Man.
And Gold something? Gold.
Heart of Gold. On the Ceiling.
Yeah, no, not that one.
My Heart of Gold.
Could be, maybe.
Could be. I don't know. I'd have to Google it.
Well, you're not getting the tickets.
Yeah, you're right. Out.
I can't call 1-800. I don't know why I said
I
that
did
way.
Hear it that I didn't I wasn't gonna say anything, but it's like 1-800.
Somebody was like, What are you from Baltimore? 1-800? Go get the cooler.
I want you to crash my party though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna look it up.
Well, listen to how I hit the post really well.
Front row tickets and meet and greet passes to see you two at FedEx Field. Now it's Foo Fighters on the Edge.
But Allison Chains
105.9 The Edge. This is Rad. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it. Stick around for Steve. He's up next. Now it's time for my favorite part of Friday.
He got the job.
Hopefully yours too.
He sure did.
I get to send out to you my personal playlist.
This one I remember. You nailed it.
We got some Pearl Jam coming up, some Black Sabbath, Steve Miller Band, Boston. It's going to be awesome. An epic playlist for today. We're going to kick it off here with Black Betty by Ram Jam. Make sure you check me out on the edge, 1059.com. I got a page there. You can check me out on Facebook, Twitter. Have a great weekend. It's The Edge.
It's Southern Man and Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
It's those two songs.
Makes sense. Yeah, so that was like another little glimpse into my little radio time.
Oh.
This is Podcast Envy.
Something else I came across that's interesting.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah. In 2024, more music was put out per day than in 1989.
What?
I have one rule, and that's no farts on the podcast.
Well, nope. I was just trying to see if it worked, you know.
You've never done it before?
I'm sorry.
We should have never let him connect to the Bluetooth.
But I can cut it off if I want to.
Don't do that. I'm not ruining your day.
Well, you did just say fart on the podcast. So
I didn't. I said it says toot.
Oh.
That was hands-free.
Right,
that was hands-free right there.
So you're telling me that you farted without your hands?
That's right.
Ooh, baby,
that's
look, Ma, real, no hands.
That's real power right there.
So more music was put out per day this year than in 1989.
More music released in a single day in 2024 than the entire year of 1989. That's how much music.
Just to make a comparison.
Yeah, that's how much music is being put on the shelves.
Well, that's because it's accessible now. Anybody can, you know, anybody that's got a power outlet and $100.
And Rock Band.
Yeah, you can just figure it out.
So that makes me ask you.
Or Garage Band, sorry.
Yeah,
that's what
I know what you meant.
That's totally true. And it makes me wonder.
And what platform are we talking about? Because the only certain, like, are they paid for? You know, are we including all the ones that are unpaid, like Bandcamp and SoundCloud? And
I think we're talking about the major streamers. And maybe Bandcamp is included in that. I don't know. Probably. It has to be, right? It has to be included. The entire year of 1989?
Well, there's so many. Yeah. There's Radio FM. I think it's called Radio FM or something like the FM. I don't know, whatever it's called. But when we, even MySpace, you can upload music to.
Musicians these days record music, make videos, post all the damn time, edit, mix, etc.
It's a lot.
From Nirvana
just had one job.
Just had one job, right?
Yeah,
Brian, I'm going to ask you this specifically because you are one who posts all the time, and that's not a negative thing. I'm just saying that's something that's factual.
Mm-hmm. I heard the tone.
Mm-hmm. You post all the time. No. So do you think musicians are forced to
He's
become...
just mad because I'm not on Blue Sky. I'll get on there eventually.
No, it's Sky Blue.
Is
oh
it?
My God. Yeah. You guys
I thought
worst.
I got it right that time.
No, you did get it right. It is Blue Sky.
Is it not not true.
I think
but
you're being facetious, actually.
It's like,
oh,
the
you
sound.
Got his now?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening here?
The timing was pretty good.
Yeah, that was better.
I don't like this at all.
It's the sound that the crowd makes when you throw the bowling ball backwards.
The turntables.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question.
So are musicians forced to be content creators now just to become known? And I ask that because I've seen a couple of videos recently where they're like, if you don't have X amount of followers, the record companies won't even pay attention to you. When, in fact, it is the job of the record company to promote their artists.
Yeah. So is there a question in there?
I guess my question is, do you consider yourself a content creator now? Have you unwillingly succumbed to this new model?
I'm a half-assed content creator. I do some things that on occasion look pretty impressive. People reach out to me, other artists, and they're like, how did you do that? What are you using?
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And, you know, trying to, you know, get some tips and stuff. But what I do really isn't that incredibly impressive. If I had more free time, yeah, I'd sit there and I would do kind of the research and figure out who, like, there's this guy that I follow. His name's Don, and he does a ton of videography, and he's actually really awesome. His content is fantastic, like really crisp audio, visual, everything. He's at Follow Don, D-O-N. So if I spent more time like he does to create that content, I think I would be more impressed with what I do. So no, I just kind of work with what I got. You know, I'm not headlining shows. I don't have anybody working with me on that stuff. So it's a lot to do on your own.
Yeah. I mean, the way to get followers is pretty much to literally post every day.
It is. And not that I know from experience, but, everybody is just looking for the person that knows and is willing to do all the extra work themselves. Mm-hmm. Now over time, like that's, you know, essentially paying your dues.
Yeah.
Over time, you know, you hope that you get picked up somewhere, whether it's an indie label or, you know, bigger, I don't know, whatever your goals are. But yeah, in the meantime, like we're all just kind of, we have the capability. So, you know, I think that's the expectation.
I feel like back in the day, the way to come up was by becoming a Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeer.
Yeah.
You know, that was the way in.
Yeah. Did you know that Sabrina Carpenter was a Disney child?
I did. Mm-hmm. Did you know Carrie Russell was a Disney kid?
Really?
Yeah.
The actress?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you know Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. She was in the same class as Timberlake and Ryan Gosling.
I was going to say.
Cray cray.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's kind of a machine, right?
Yeah.
You know, and if you make it through certain parts, it's like an obstacle course. You get out and then you're like, oh, now you're headlining tours. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a different obstacle course, but, you know, back in the day, paying your dues was playing small clubs for shit, right? And maybe you get a free meal out of it, you know? And nowadays...
Living in a van down by the river.
Nowadays, right. It's like just, you know, wasting time in your parents' basement until you, you know, get enough followers. And then they'll make you a superstar. And then you'll be like, I don't know how to handle crowds. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a really bad way to come up in the industry, to not, like, be able to know what it means exactly to completely fuck up on stage and continue on.
Sure.
And that's a lesson that you learn. That's a hard lesson to learn.
There are some people, you're right. There are some people that do kind of not make that cut. And so they're constantly just doing TikToks. Like that's all they do is they write songs for TikTok. There are a few artists that come out with stuff that I've seen where they're actually on tour and, you know, they've got multiple dates across the country, but their content on stage is radically different from the content that they actually post in their reels and TikToks and videos and stuff.
How so?
So one guy, for instance, you ever hear about the Dirt Man? Keep a little
that guy with the Dirt Man. I used to get swamped by his videos. Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And he has a couple of songs, and he's also a great example of fantastic video editing and you know, putting all that stuff together.
Special effects and everything.
Yep. But on his tour, he does, like, he just put out an album that, and that's why he's on tour, he's promoting it. But it's completely different than any of the joke material that he's posting online. So you get a totally different experience. Not that it's bad. It's just, you know, if you're expecting Dirt Man on stage, he's probably not going to do it.
See, that's deceptive marketing, isn't it?
I guess. Maybe he throws it in there. I don't know. I've never been to a live show, but he posted something where someone made a comment on his video and said, went to the concert. He didn't play Dirt Man, you know, 0 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, worst concert ever.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't play the song about the Dirt Man. That makes no sense.
Anyway.
I you know, I just feel like, I don't know, the direction that music is heading in is really super depressing. And I don't mean to bring the show down or anything, but like,
you know, Brian just put out an emo. He just put out an emo album.
I'm about to. It's not done yet.
I was
going
to say, did the whole album drop? I didn't hear that, the whole thing.
No, no. Okay. I'm actually trying to make a concerted effort. It almost sounds like the Titanic. It's like, iceberg, right ahead. But I'm trying to make an effort to actually release it after I've done some of the legwork beforehand. The stuff that we've released before, like, we never really had a plan to say, you know, we're going to release it later. And while we're finishing up in the studio, or even while we're sitting on it, we could be sitting on it for 3, 6, 9 months.
Right.
We're lining up concert dates. We're putting together video content. You know, we're doing all this stuff. And that's honestly, you know, what these guys are doing. But yeah, no, the EP will be coming out in a bit, but I haven't quite figured out exactly when I'm going to release it. It was supposed to be the end of this year. Some studio stuff kind of delayed. You know, we're trying to figure a few things out. Nothing negative. You know, it's just, again, it's that same concept. It's like, well, I'm not in a rush in that sense. I'm not just trying to put it out to put it out. I want to do it with, you know, some sort of meaning behind it. There it is.
Is that where that was?
He wants to get so mad about that, but he keeps laughing every time you do it.
It's so great.
So I was watching TV, and I know, right? And you know how, you know, commercials pop up and they've got songs, you know, maybe sometimes you haven't heard of it or sometimes you have, and they just change the words to like popular songs. I mean, you're both giving me faces, but you both have seen it before.
100%. Thank
you. There you go. See, we had to gasp.
Shock, I say.
So anyway, so I was...
You got to look up that clip. It's so good.
So anyway, so there's a Will Ferrell commercial that's on right now, and it's a PayPal commercial.
Okay.
And he's going around singing about putting... I guess PayPal's got a new charge card that you can pay for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes he can pay for stuff with PayPal. And he goes around and he's like, I want to pay with you everywhere. He's singing it.
Is he dressed up like the elf?
No, he's just...
What a wasted opportunity.
I know, seriously.
And so he's going to like lemonade stand or, you know, a store. And he's like bumping into people. He's like, I got it because I want to pay with you everywhere. And he's singing to the card. Mm-hmm. And I love that song by Fleetwood Mac.
Did he ruin it for you?
Ruined.
Really?
Yes, completely ruined.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
What song by Fleetwood Mac is
it? I want to be with you everywhere.
That's the title of the song?
Well, no, but I'm terrible with titles, but that's the chorus. Oh. Yeah, that's
it's called Everywhere.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's the point I was trying to make.
And Christine's the lead singer on it.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite Fleetwood songs. And, you know, there's times when you hear songs in commercials and you're like, oh, that's clever. And then it's an earworm. But this is an earworm I don't want to have. And it's always freaking on. It's like every commercial break, I look over and it's Will Ferrell. I want to pay with you everywhere.
So
and
you I'm listen.
Like, oh.
Come on,
season in the jam. All right, now,
can we play the other one? Do you have that one up?
I'll see if it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure if you look it up.
Well, there are some good ones. Like, I remember.
Oh, sure. But this one, like, I'm like, ugh.
Well, you know, I can think of off the top of my head another one that's terrible.
Yeah.
Is the Ozempic. The
Ozempic.
That is the top of my list fucked up one.
It's awful. It ruins the song.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just right. makes me think now of like celebrities and others, you know, doing this. You see the reels that people are passing around of like sitting around the Thanksgiving table and they're all on Ozempic and they're just like picking at their food, not eating it because they're not fucking hungry.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now, that is funny.
All right, here's the Will Ferrell.
Is this Will Ferrell?
Did you just pay with PayPal?
Yeah, and the cashback's wild.
Okay, good
Are
so
you guys
far.
Feeling this? I want to pay with you everywhere. Keeps my info safe, even at this shady lemonade stand.
What are you calling shady, mister?
Oh, like this is fresh squeeze.
So when do you see these ads? Is this like during sports everywhere. Games and stuff?
No, it's
all
just,
the time.
It's between the Hallmark.
Oh,
that's
right.
True too. Yeah.
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 I forgot about those Hallmark commercials. Yeah, that one kills me.
Yeah, the Ozempic, that's another good pull. Yeah.
Yeah, Ozempic is a really good pull.
Bacon, I thought this one might actually irritate you as a real percussionist.
Is this it?
Uh-huh. Is it of a gorilla?
It's a gorilla, yeah.
Okay.
An now, ape, if you yeah, will.
Give it a second. Is he just bobbing his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
It's terrible. It's also really long.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I was already 30 seconds in.
Yeah. I mean, we all know when it's going to drop.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Yeah. So that's that.
So the ape just played the song.
That's it.
All right.
And he just sits there and just bangs on the drums like a real percussionist would.
Hmm. Yeah. Is that how a real percussionist does it?
They bang on the drums? There's a joke in there somewhere, I guess. Maybe Cadbury got the, the best of you.
Maybe they did.
Kind of makes me want to eat chocolate.
Can you think of another one?
I didn't think of any specific one, but a lot of car commercials.
Mm.
With one exception.
But there was a good one?
One that you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one commercial that they did. It was Lexus. And their theme song was Take Five by Dave Brubeck. So this always, whenever I hear this song, it reminds me of Lexus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, and in some commercial, it's good.
Yeah, like this yeah. worked. But there's a lot of car commercials that are just like, ugh.
Yeah.
The all-new Lexus G24 automobile.
Come on, Rad, give it to
Precision
us.
Precision guaranteed.
Tell me about the leather interior.
Lexus, you're going to love it.
This is Rad.
Welcome back to 105.90 Ads. This is Rad.
Wow.
Coming up, Steely Dan.
Steely.
Shocking, I know. My entire Friday playlist is just Steely Dan all the way through. Thanks.
Steely Dan happy hours.
Yeah. Thanks for playing.
So, you know, one of the songs that we do, Blister in the Sun?
Yeah.
It was used in a commercial in 2007.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For a Wendy's ad.
Ugh. That's terrible.
And
does anybody know what the song is about?
I know. Exactly. Well, so I looked it up and, whoever was reporting it said that the use of the song actually ended up breaking up the band.
What?
The bass player despised its use in the Wendy's commercial so much.
Hell yeah.
That he sued the lead singer.
Nicely done. Way to stand up for your principles.
And right. one exec commented, said that nobody wants to think about blisters when eating a burger.
Right.
All right. That's terrible. That's not good.
I could go for a baconator right now.
High as a kite, I just might stop at Wendy's for a bacon double cheeseburger.
Who knows how long that one lasted.
That's crazy.
And you know, I got an even worse one.
Oh, continue.
All right. You know the song Girls? Girls, all I really want is girls.
Yeah.
By Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
So they used that song in a toy company ad for girl toys.
What?
Now it's a modified version of it. And it's a girl singing it, kind of like Kids Bop or whatever. It's like, girls, all we really want is toys, or like something like that, something stupid. But anyway, the company, do you have it? Are you pulling it?
Yeah.
Far over. Now, is this the original?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We all know this one.
Do we know?
Girls. And all I really want is girls.
This is like, shout, shout, shout.
Yeah.
I never thought about
it. It would
the
be funny
song.
if it was.
We should do that as a mashup.
Yeah. So the company apparently used their song without permission, and the band sued. And in court, the company was forced to donate the proceeds of the ads to charity.
Hmm.
Anyway, I just thought the song and the commercial that they actually used it in was.
Oh, I found it.
A terrible contrast.
Reimagining the Beastie's hit 1987 song Girls as a feminist statement for young girls in a new commercial.
Pink and pretty, it's girls. Just like the 50s, it's girls.
The company behind this
just like the 50s. That's healthy.
Goldie.
Wow.
So bad.
I wonder how much bands get paid for commercial spots.
Well, it sounds like in some cases they're not getting paid, or they're not being asked permission to right. then strike an agreement to get paid.
But I mean, just, you know, thinking like
what amount of money could they possibly get?
Yeah.
I've heard from.
So let's say Honey Love Broads wants to use Honey Love, your song,
sure,
in their ad. What price would you give them?
So that's kind of what I was getting into,
yeah.
is that there are some artists that I've seen do interviews where mm-hmm. they talk about how they've done placement, you know, with their songs, placements for ads or for TV shows or whatever. And it depends. I think it depends on the placement. He said anywhere from $500 to $10,000
for each play or for
no,
in for total?
Like you basically sell the rights for them to use that for that specific ad to be run for. And I suppose in a definite amount of time.
Yeah.
But then they say, you know, this is what we're going to pay you one time for, you know, use of it.
I wonder if that helps with marketing, right? Another way to kind of put it out there, because we were talking earlier about using social media and, you know, kind of putting music out that way. I wonder if that's another way to.
It is.
To kind of market your music. And like, you could be like, hey, if it gets it out on the mainstreams, so I'll do it for $1,000 and it's for the next 3 months and you do it, you know, that many times. You know, maybe it's worth it from that perspective.
I got another story for you about that exact topic. So do you guys remember Will from Wilder?
Yeah.
So him and this other guy that I know by or through Will, they both had placements on TV shows of their songs.
Nice.
I think one of them was Love Island.
Okay.
And then the other one was another similar show. It was like some reality TV show.
Love is Blind, we'll call.
Yeah, maybe it was that. I don't know. But they, I don't know how much they got. I never asked, but you know, I mean, it exists.
Yeah.
I think it takes, again, a certain amount of initiative to have probably a certain amount of followers, a certain amount of listens, certain amount of, you know, content out there. Yeah. And some of these guys, like the guy, I can't remember his first name, but he goes by Satellite Station. That's the guy I know through Will. It almost seems like he writes songs specifically for mm-hmm. these shows to get picked up, you know, for those purposes. It feels that way. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but
because that's still popular too. I mean, even, you know, Lindsay watches the Housewives shows, you know, kind of the intros into different segments or songs and other stuff. I mean, you can find them in movies and all just little clips. So I wonder, you know, that's just, you know, always kind of struck me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's still plenty of ways to get it out there, your music.
Just,
I don't know. I guess it all depends on the algorithm and if your, you know, number gets called.
That's right.
I mean, not to bring it back to Yacht Rock, but I always will. That's how some of the artists like Kenny Loggins kind of continued their career after the Yacht Rock phase was kind of over in the 90s, is they did soundtracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Kenny Loggins Movie did scores. Footloose. They did...
He went into Top the Gun. Danger Zone.
Into the Danger Zone with Top Gun. Mm-hmm. Toto did some really amazing movie. I was surprised to hear the soundtrack was Toto that had done the entire... I can't think of that.
We'll call it Africa.
Well, yeah, let's call it that.
An entire hold the line. Was it a military movie?
That's funny. It could have been. No, but I honestly don't know what it was.
That's
no.
Fine.
Dirty Dancing.
It was something like The Labyrinth, but it wasn't The Labyrinth because that was David Bowie, but it was like a similar type of...
Okay. Very cool.
Pan's part. Labyrinth.
I think that was a little bit later on.
So, Bacon, you teased us before. You have a story about Lily Allen. Is that true?
Yeah, uh-oh. Something about her earlobes.
No, I think it was a different body part.
Her fingernails.
No, I don't think so. Bacon, do you remember?
Are you asking us to do like headlines?
Sure.
Breaking news. So Billboard.com had an article that stated that Lily Allen says feet pics bring more income than streaming.
Her feet pics?
Her feet pics.
Brian, have you tried feet pics? Like you doing them, not watching them. I don't care about
them. Do you think I should? I've been told I have nice feet.
I don't know.
Who told you that?
People. Oh, my dog licking the peanut butter off
there
of
you
them.
Go. That'll do it. So singer-songwriter Lily Allen, she's known for hits like Smile. She's revealed that she's earning more from selling photos of her on OnlyFans of her feet than she is making from Spotify streams.
Well, so, seeing as though Spotify streams, say that three times fast,
Spotify
by the way.
Streams, yeah. Tell me about it.
You don't make a lot.
And what was the last song that she put out that you can even think of? Smile, the song that you're talking about, is at least 15 years old.
Yeah, but she gets nearly 8 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
No way. Huh. Really?
Yeah. And how many watchers does she have on OnlyFans?
Well,
they're subscribers.
Oh, well, whatever.
So on Twitter, she said that only 1,000 fans on OnlyFans subscribing at $10 a month brings her more monthly income. That's about $10,000 a month compared to the fractions of royalties
sure.
that artists are making yeah. from streaming. Her foot-focused side hustle, a little alliteration for you kids, Lily Allen makes $4,077 per day from streams. That's $1.4 million.
Wow.
That's $1.4 million annually.
Damn, dude.
However, that's not to forget the people that had their hands in her pocket. Over $3,000 for sure. her sound recording and copyright owners,
sure.
$336 mechanical royalties, and $533 in performance rights.
Okay.
So that takes a lot of money out of her pocket, which is rightfully so. They're tradesmen. Yeah. They deserve their cut.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah.
Now tell me about the feet.
There's five toes. One's pinky, one's the big toe. They have fingernails on them.
Okay.
So what's the difference then between what she makes?
Oh, you're going to make me do math? She says that she makes $10,000 a month from 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, on the feet pics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then the royalties is $4,000 a day.
$4,000 per day. But from that, you have to subtract $3,000.
So we're going to say like 80% maybe.
No, because the first expense is $3,000.
So we're down to $1,000.
So you're down to 1,000 minus 336.
So that's $600.
$600, and then minus 503 for performance rights.
$100.
So she's making $100 a day. So she's making.
So that's
$3,000. Is that $3,000? Yeah,
$3,000 a month.
A day is
a month,
roughly. Well, can we take a look at her feet? I mean, what's up?
I'm not going to subscribe to her OnlyFans page. Just
need to
see
scooch
her
over. Brian's going to bring back the muff.
Natalia's brought back the muff.
All right, what else you got?
According to Page Six, Cher spent many, many years not knowing her real name.
Because she called herself Cher?
No, because she thought her name was Cherylynn.
Oh, okay.
And her actual name was Cheryl.
Okay.
I didn't say it was great news or exciting news.
No.
I just said it was the news.
No, I know.
Lima's Jorge Chavez International Airport.
This is in Peru. Thank you.
How'd you know that?
So he was looked at suspiciously on November 8th going to the airport. When questioned, the man lifted his shirt to reveal two belts packed with camouflage bags and tubes containing hundreds of tarantulas, centipedes, and bullet ants.
Oh, no.
Native to the Peruvian
Were those
Amazon.
Breathing no. tubes?
I would assume so.
Right?
He was walking to the airport. He had
But where was he going to?
I don't know where
he was. Oh,
it doesn't say.
So he's flying somewhere and he's got all of these
plastic bags full of insects, including bullet ants. And just for your information, bullet ants.
Those are the worst ones,
They're
right?
large tropical insects known for its extremely painful sting. Often described as the most painful insect sting in the world. It gets its name because bullets hurt. And
right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those things are, I remember watching, it was probably Nat Geo or Planet Earth or whatever. And they did one on the bullet ants, and they, when they get together, there is a reckoning.
Yeah, I can't imagine being
it's
stung
nasty.
By the worst sting in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, times 50.
They'll
Good
swarm
Lord.
You. And they're big.
Yeah.
They're bigger than you think they are.
Well, I just got the chills.
And that's a crazy, I mean, one, crazy that they exist. And two, that this dude's like strapping himself with explosives, but they're insects.
Yeah.
It's like one wrong turn and you just broke the bag and now you're, you know, inflamed or getting tickled or.
Yeah. But speaking of bugs, real quick.
Ooh, can we talk more about bugs?
Well, not about bugs, but about animals in general.
What's up,
Doc? I was watching the Iron Bowl, and that's Auburn versus Alabama in football,
right.
for those that don't know.
For the record, we all here knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for those listening, thank you.
Well, you actually did.
There was actually a clip of an upcoming TV show called The Americas, where Tom Hanks is narrating. And it's all about the animals all over the country.
Oh.
So neato. Animal. Yeah. So it looked kind of cool. That so cool. Bullet ants and other.
Is it got because me thinking. Will Smith got canceled? Didn't he do one of these programs?
I don't know.
He was like the voiceover.
He's like, this show is about North America's. Welcome to Earth.
Exactly.
That's a knee slapper.
Just to wrap that up, 35 adult tarantulas described as human-sized, 285 juveniles, along with endangered species. Experts believe the animals were taken from the Madre Dios region, known for its biodiversity. Hmm. He was en route to Korea with a stop in France and now faces charges from Peru's environmental prosecutor's office.
Yeah.
When I think tarantula, I think of Home Alone.
Yeah,
I
and
think
then
of
the scream.
I think of Arachnophobia.
Oh yeah,
I never saw that.
That's
a good flick.
No, it's not. Is a good it sounds one. Terrible.
It's creepy as hell.
No, thanks.
And it's wild to me to think. Speaking of Arachnophobia,
nice.
Like how they got the spiders to do what they needed them to do.
Yeah.
For that movie, because those are real spiders.
Yeah.
CGI did not exist then like it does now.
True right. story.
So,
here's something interesting.
Okay.
The FBA. The FDA is proposing a new rule for allergy medications. According to CNBC, the Food and Drug Administration proposed ending the use of a common ingredient in many popular over-the-counter cold and allergy medications because it doesn't actually relieve congestion.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about this. I think it's in DayQuil.
It's in a lot. Sudafed,
and,
Mucinex,
and Sudafed.
Benadryl.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
then what is the purpose of the ingredient? Is that the Keep stuff going. That
Fenylfrine.
Makes your heart rate go up?
Fenylfrine.
Is it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll force the pharmacies to clear the shelves of hundreds of products, including oral forms of the ingredient.
Same.
So you guys, I'm curious how you guys are going to handle that. Don't you take that medicine?
I
so
do
don't?
Not take decongestants.
Oh,
they,
okay.
Yeah, they give me heart arrhythmias, so I cannot take that.
So you don't take, do you get an allergy shot then?
No.
Mm-mm. You don't, you just fucking
So I take, I have nasal sprays. That I use. I also take like Allegra, which
like
is
regular,
your typical over the counter. And then I have a Navage.
Ooh,
yes,
sounds so fancy.
Yes,
that's the one that goes in one and out the other.
Exactly, it's like the neti pot you used to use over the sink.
Why do they have such weird names? Neti pot, Navage.
Is Navage was that like a scene on TV? Navage.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada sounds like something you'd put in your ballroom.
It's like a motorized neti pot. That's essentially all it is.
You get some brain damage from that
shit. The machine's just like, open, open.
What? No, I'm fine. I just have a little twitch. But yeah, outside of that, I'm okay.
It's funny, though, because I've taken NyQuil and Benadryl and Sudafed. And I haven't taken Mucinex, but I don't remember if they ever worked or not, to be honest.
It makes you wonder if any of it even works.
Yeah.
Well, it's a conspiracy.
It's all
a mirage.
What about the drowsy stuff then? We're just going to allow that stuff to continue to exist?
Yeah. Take NyQuil for sleeping, not for decongestants. Yeah. That's all.
How about we take some Tylenol PM? See who's the first one who passes out.
Oh, he's like, grab me a popsicle. All the way in the back of the freezer.
Still waiting on my paper.
We should probably wrap it up.
Boys and girls,
cheers.
It's been a great time. Cheers to another awesome episode.
Totally.
Until the next one.
Until the next one.
You know what?
What should we do?
Why don't you do it this time?
Say
it's home! That's good.
This podcast was produced and engineered by Michael Bacon from Bacon Wade Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Video was provided by Brian Johnson. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV and on TikTok at Podcast.NV. Send us your thoughts over email at feedback@PodcastNV.com.
Why are we doing a wakeboard?
I've tried, and I actually went out with a group of people. One of them was Eric, who we interviewed earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And I, for 30 minutes straight, he's just literally dragging me in the Potomac.
to be a fly on that boat.
It was so bad. It was so embarrassing.
My lungs are full of water.
If that's all it was, I don't think so.
Oh my God, I wish I was there.
It was so bad.
There's no video of this? If we get our hands on Brian wakeboarding. Dude,
I actually gave up. We got to a point where I just gave up because I could not get on my feet to go anywhere. And they were like, you know what? Hey guys, I'm just going to puke and then you guys go.